Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Welcome to Vox Novus, the new voice. Someone that you have never consciously met in this lifetime and have an immediate feeling that you know them. You feel closeness, trust, and a knowing about them. This familiarity may be so great that it seems familial, that this person is somehow family. This meeting seems more than chance, almost predestined, and in this meeting there's a higher purpose at work for both of you and perhaps your extended community and the world. You may have reunited with soul family. My guest this week on Vox Novus, Dr. Christopher Macklin, says these relationships are happening frequently, and they're essentially about finding our way back home. Dr. Christopher Macklin is a Melchizedek being and is a powerful channeling medium and healer from England who utilizes divine healing techniques cultivated through divine knowledge from God and the spirit world to help people recover from all types of illness. Christopher is able to heal many people simultaneously with the help of God's angelic light beings who work with Christopher to rebalance the body's energy field by clearing chakra and negative energies. He's the author of History, Truth, and Healing, and his website is globalenlightenmentproject.com. Please join me in welcoming to Vox Novus Dr. Christopher Macklin. Good evening, sir.
Yay, thanks, Victor, for having me on.
Chris, when we welcome guests for the first time, we ask them to share their paths and how they led to their work and calling. Your story starts as a child in Chester, England, with many gifts already open. Please share your early life and how it formed your path.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when I was really young, 3 or 4, I saw a lot of things. I could see beings, I could see craft in the sky, and I couldn't understand it, of course, but I always remember one night when an Anunnaki being turned up, it's a reptilian thing, turned up in my room. It was standing very close to me. I felt this really dark energy, like, wow, this is not good. So, of course, Dad, there's a reptilian thing in my room, and he comes running up. What is it, darling? It's there, you know, where? He can't see it, you know. And I suddenly realized that from then that I better be careful because, of course, you know, if you keep seeing these things, oh, it's just a bad dream. It wasn't. It was standing right there, but, of course, you fall, you know. So I learned very quickly to manage these things, and I commanded it, like, get out of my bedroom, and it went. Oh, this works. So every time they came, and then what happened is more and more, you know, I was at school, saw craft of the sky, and I realized that nobody else saw these things. So I thought, okay. So I kind of kept them for myself and, you know, went through school and was kind of very different, I think, as a lot of starseed. I mean, I hear this every day. I don't belong here. Well, we volunteered to come here. So we've got work to do. But anyway, so I went through school and then kind of got a corporate job, could still see things, realized I had some interesting gifts, but didn't really work on them. And went through a corporate life, and then suddenly God decided, you know what, it's time for you to really focus on your journey. So I was building, well, I had some houses, I was building some apartments in Manchester, 173 of them. And anyway, the bank phoned up and said, well, yeah, this was 2007 when everything collapsed. They said, well, these apartments were worth £220,000. Are now worth 90. We want our money back, and you got 14 days. And I thought, oh, wow. So, of course, you know, didn't have that sort of money. So my whole life collapsed, marriage collapsed, everything collapsed, and I became semi-homeless, really. I mean, a friend lent me a flat for something like 4 weeks just to try and get my act together, but I just had literally a couple of Walmart bags with a few clothes in it, and that was it. And, you know, I always remember in Manchester, I kept saying, okay, God, this is not funny. What's going on? I said, well, the time's right. What do you mean the time's right? The time's right, you'll see. And I did see. It took me a little while, but I did see and went on this journey and went around and you know, did healings, went to Belize, went to India twice, and went obviously came to the States, went around Europe, did some healings, did some different things. And the biggest thing I did over those 4 years that I was went bankrupt, of course, I lost everything, even struggled for food a couple of times, 21 days, no food at all. And, you know, and I think at that time, because you're low, you have this powerless, like, victim thing, oh, I'm not going to ask anybody, so I didn't. So, and it taught me to really manifest. It was really good. But anyway, went through those times, lived out of the back of a car, stayed sometimes at people's houses occasionally, and had a few instances where people that I did healing. So they said, well, look, I'll get you a hotel room if you do a healing on me. And there was things like that going on. But it was a blessing because it really taught me to build my inner strength up and effectively get over yourself and let's get out there and do something. And so I did come to the States, opened Christopher Macklin Ministries, which is now part of the Global Lightman Project. It's a non-for-profit, but the Global Lightman Project is a project of the ministry. And thing, oh, build it, they'll come. Oh, they didn't. Waited 6 months, nothing's happening. I said, okay, God, build it, they'll come. No, it's within. Get out there and take it. I thought, oh, okay. You know, so I started going around to different expos and things, and suddenly became extremely busy. But it takes a lot of work. You know, this is, to me, it's a commitment. Doing healing is a way of life, you know. You never get away from it. It's all part of your life. And it's not just healing, it's helping enlighten people to get them into back to their sovereign selves. And so it was quite a journey. But I look back on it and think, wow, it was amazing. But right at the time, of course, when you go bankrupt and didn't realize, it didn't feel so good. So I just want to tell everyone out there, if it's really bad and if you're struggling for money, everything else, if you just, you know, keep stick with it and go on the journey, it does teach you an awful lot. It's really important.
It truly was a spiritual hero's dark night of the soul.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Really darkest night. You know, when you've got no food, you feel really sad, and you lose your energy after 21 days. Well, probably after 14 days of the 21 days, I was losing energy, and I could feel like, wow, you know, my energy was just getting worse and worse. And, of course, you feel sad that no one's interested. But it taught me a lot. You know, it taught me to actually start loving myself and being comfortable with myself, and also allowing yourself the blessing, you know, because it's easy to give everything away, and I think it's important for us to take care of ourselves. There's always a balance with these things. If you don't take care of yourself, how can you actually help other people? And it taught me a lot with that.
And it also taught you in the message you received from the divine that you have to take the action too. It's not just creating the place, you have to go out and build it.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I think a lot of people miss that. You know, they say, well, you know, okay, I'm sitting here, I'll build it, they'll come. They don't, you know, you've doors open, and if you don't walk through those doors, but, you know, there's so many opportunities. And I remember the first, little expo thing, $100 table. I got absolutely slammed all weekend. I thought, wow, how can this be? You know, no one knows me, but they feel your energy. If your intent is pure and you're there of service, people feel your energy, but they're not going to feel your energy if you're not there. So it's important to get out there.
Absolutely. I've shared that I've received visitations from ETs as a child growing up in the 1950s, and mine were pleasant, what I've referred to as night school, because I always seemed to have some type of knowledge I had no other source for the following day. What were your visitations like, and how did they affect you?
Well, I've had visitations from some of the Melchizedek beings. Beautiful, absolutely loving. Melchizedek beings are from the ultimate dimension, of course. They come and support you. I've also had visitations from greys. I've had visitations from reptilians. They're not so nice, and they give you a very kind of cold, like, wow feeling. But I think the good thing about this is you need to understand the dark ones and the light beings. You know, I've had people say, well, you know, you're just teaching about dark beings. No. My opinion is that you have to understand them to keep them out of your life. If you don't understand how they manipulate, they will manipulate. And so, to me, it was a good encounter to understand how they operate, what they do, and how to keep them out of your life. And of course, the benevolent, the beautiful beings, they're just around me all the time. And in fact, you know, I channel them 12 hours a day at the moment. You know, when I do healings, you know, we get slam busy. You know, I do 22 people a day online. I do groups and things like this. And, you know, you talk to them because they're beings doing remote viewing on people's bodies. And they're all around you. And you're quite right. You know, during the 4 years, I did lots of meditation. one thing I think about healing is you have to really understand how your gifts work. And, you know, many people don't really give themselves the time or the meditation to be able to absorb what's the cause and effect of something. Because if you don't get the complete cause and effect, it's not going to heal properly.
Absolutely. Would you be able to give our listeners an example of your healing process?
Absolutely. It'll take about 7 minutes. Is that okay?
Yes, please. Please go ahead.
Okay, bless you. So this is just an example. I'm just going to do a bit of clearing and clear the meridians, give you some energy, and work a little bit on the kidneys and liver. So now, if you don't like the word God, I always tell people, use what you like. I define God, it's very masculine, but I define God, because people understand the word, as God, Goddess, prime creator of all it is. So I want you to ground yourselves, and I want you to say, I am of God. I ground myself to the earth, and I accept this healing for my highest good. Right, I'm going to put you in a portal. The reason why we do that is a lot of people listening, important to actually put you in a sacred space. So ultimate dimension, 8 portals around each person on the call, listed in the future, close it off underneath them. Dear God, come on, 27, Easter at Merkabah fields around that person, with their circle point in the center of the Merkabah fields, bonding the portals to those Merkabah fields, program the blueprint of the DNA in the keys of Enoch so as not to allow anything except for the highest good to enter. Right, so I'm going to remove any attachments. If you have an attachment, sometimes people don't know it. If it's Anunnaki draconian, sits in the abdomen, crashes the abdomen, so you get intestinal issues, you get problems with your liver and kidneys, they get paralyzed. It also hangs on your shoulders or neck, so they're tight. Removing those now, so you're going to feel a drawing sensation from your torso out through your tummy button right now. If you have a snake being left or right shoulder, left or right hip, left or right breast from the second dimension, they tend to sit in there and break the meridian structure. But they're going to escort those out now. So you're going to feel it unraveling like a snake spirit pulling out of your shoulder or your breast or your hip. If you have an archon attached to you, archons are interdimensional beings. They float through dimensions and they just attach you. So it's like having negative energy. So they're escorting those out now. So you're going to feel energy drawing out of your body. And if you have Luciferians, these things are very snarly. Lucifer and Luciferians all about greed and things like that. So when they leave, they might contort your body slightly, or they might speak through your voice box in a raspy voice. So we're removing those now. And we're going to send them all back to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. Right, so what we'll do first is people get redundant energy, stuck energies in the meridians. So we're going to comb that out. So the Melchizedek beings come through the ultimate dimension. You're going to feel angelic hands go down your body or lighter where we've been. So we're going from your crown, down your face, the back head on the left, down your neck, cross left shoulder, down your arm. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out for the hip. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going from your hip, down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, out for the foot. And on the right, we're doing the same. Right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to give you energy. So there's two types of people listening to this call now and in the future. People with spirochetes and nantet, people without. What's spirochetes and nantet? Spirochetes and nantet are Borrelia, Lyme, HIV, AIDS, Agent Orange, Morgellons, and COVID, the weaponized system. So if you have any of those, we're going to give you a different energy call. I call it space-time continuum energy or tachyon energy. So this is for most of you on this call, without spirochetes and nantet, you're going to feel light floaty, warm tingly, or really relaxed. So we're going to strengthen the energy now. Now you guys listen now and in the future, with spirochetes and nantet, you're going to get the space-time continuum energy. So that starts off subtle. It's very different. It's very buzzy, static energy. I'm sure you're wondering why we're giving you a different energy. The reason is because you get huge die-off. Spirochetes have die-off if you use normal energy. That's why we use tachyon energy. It breaks down the molecular structure of the spirochete to benign for the body with no die-off. So that should be getting stronger. Stronger and stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay, then it's going to get to a level and sit there. It should plateau. So do a little bit of work on liver and kidneys. Liver and kidneys should start to get warm, tingly. Most people have adrenal issues because emotion bleeds into them. They're going in the adrenals now. This is psychic surgery. You're going to feel tugging, pulling the adrenals, as they pull out that stuck energy. I'm going to do some little releasing in a minute of the heart chakra. Right, if your liver's dysfunctional and it's been paralyzed, either by the emotion, righteous anger, or by an entity, it gets paralyzed. So we're going to take the liver up. So if it's running at 30 or 40, as it gets higher, your head's going to start clearing as it processes the toxins. So it's going higher and higher. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. So it's getting towards 100%. So now your head should be clearing. If it's clearing, it's going to keep clearing over the next 5 minutes. But if you take your liver from 30 to 100, it's going to drop back to 50 or 60. Do it again, drop back to 80. It takes a couple, 3 or 4 sessions to stabilize it. It's just the way the liver is. Right, I'm going to detox the body and then do some heart chakra releases. So what we're doing is switching heavy metals and toxins. You're in a portal out of this time to a different time in the body, drawing them out of space, drawing them out of the body. So people say this feels weird. I think weird's great. We love weird. So you should feel a cool breeze or a drawing sensation coming out of your body. Right, it's going to get stronger, stronger and stronger. Then it's going to plateau. Stronger again. We do it in stages, otherwise it upsets the autoimmune. Then it should plateau. Stronger again. Then it should plateau. So I'm going to do some heart chakra releases. I know we're running out of time. So before we do that, we're going to break any soul ties. They're not if your highest good. So I'm going to speak to the Melchizedek beings. Okay, dear God, for anyone on this call, listen in the future, I grab all the soul ties between that person and anybody who isn't for that person's highest good. I'm going to break them now. Command you bring the fracture, soul back, cleanse them, put them back in their body now. So you should feel a shift, maybe a few tears in your chest. So what we're going to do is I'm going to do a few heart chakra releases. I'll do 9, but I'll just do a few. So they're going in now. We all ingest several thousand layers, way too much for a human being. That's why people get sick. So what they're going to do is take your biggest layer affecting you right now. As they pull it out within the onion, you're going to feel a tightness depending on where the emotion affects the body, either in the lower back, lower abdomen, solar plexus, breastbone, throat, upper back, shoulder, or neck. It can move around and the intensity can change. So it should start getting tight, tighter and tighter. Okay, then it should release. Breathe it out when it releases. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. So I'll keep that going 9 times. So let me just put a prayer protection around you, just to make sure everyone's safe. Okay, dear God, for everyone on this call and listen in the future, I command we create a sphere of ultimate dimensional and conditional love around each and every person and the Merkaba field to protect them from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations and transmissional frequencies that are not for that person's highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. So we thank you, God, send you our unconditional love. So be it. I hope you enjoyed the demonstration.
Thank you so much. That was totally awesome, and I felt it as you were doing that. And I'm sure our listeners are feeling that and responding to it. You know, please tell us about the Global Enlightenment Project and your online group sessions similar to what we just did.
Yeah, what we've done is we've formed the Global Enlightenment Project. The whole project is actually ultimately to build a 20,000-acre site. We have some pyramids coming. Can't tell you where they're from, but they're coming to be down here to actually be on the ley lines and pull energy down. But meanwhile, it's also to enlighten people, to help them actually release emotion and get back to what I call heaven on earth. You know, this beautiful place where you're leaping out of bed in the morning going, oh my God, I feel incredible, I'm so blessed, thank you God. And so many people aren't in that, and it saddens me because a lot of people are in this negative place. I don't want to call it hell on earth because it's just negative. It's difficult to see anything. You're on a hamster wheel. All you're doing is basically trying to pay your bills and go to work. You don't like your job and you're in bad relationships, whatever it is. And it's as a facilitator, it's my job to help people get back to their sovereign selves. So, because everyone's got a gift, and the Global Enlightenment Project is to enlighten people and get people back to their sovereign selves so they can spread their gift with people. Everyone's got a gift.
And please tell us about the online group sessions you're offering.
Absolutely. Three times a week, we do group sessions by donation. We have several hundred people on Zoom. You can register for Zoom, or you can see it on Facebook or YouTube. We have a lot of people. It's a Monday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time. It's Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Central Time, and Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time. And we go through a whole thing. It's a whole hour. We work on cancers. We work on intestines. We work on arthritis. We work on brain issues, autism. We work on spirochetes, of course. We detox the body. We do 27 heart chakra releases. We work on the womb uterus. We work on the prostate. We work on everything. It goes through the whole thing. So it gives everyone, it's important to me that everyone gets an opportunity of healing. So we do that three times a week. So please join it. You just have to go to the website and just register and you can be part of it.
And that website is theglobalenlightenmentproject.com. My guest is Dr. Christopher Macklin. We'll be back with more after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt, and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Back on Vox Novus, my guest this week is Dr. Christopher Macklin. We're going to be talking about soul family. So, Chris, the main premise for this evening's program is this concept of soul family. I personally have experienced a series of meetings the last couple of years in which the recognition of soul family is virtually instant and mutual. In your experience, how do we recognize others as soul family?
Well, I think you really resonate. There's something about the energy. There's something about the person, and there's something about what they talk about. It's the whole thing, and I think, you can just recognize them straight away. There's a lot of star seeds, and of course, Palladians, Arcturians, Sumerians, Atlantarians, Lumerians, Andromedans. There's a lot of star seeds here who have been born to help, but of course, they get attacked because they know they're star seeds. So, but when you meet them, you could just recognize them instantly. It becomes soul family. They're part of your tribe. Like if you're a Palladian and you meet a Palladian person, you can tell. You're telling your whole being because they resonate. And like you say, sometimes things are so synchronistic that, it's amazing. The Melchizedek beings work very closely with the Arcturians. And so, I have Arcturians very close to me in my soul family, in Missouri. It's amazing. So, it depends where you're from, but you certainly resonate very quickly with them.
Now, you mentioned Melchizedek, and let's talk a little bit. Let me first tell our listeners who are not familiar with the term Melchizedek. The name Melchizedek comes from ancient Canaanite and later Hebrew and means king of the righteousness or king of righteousness. Reference to Melchizedek is found in Genesis 14, where he's referred to as the priest king of Salem or Shalom, which is peace, that Abraham met during his return from freeing his nephew Lot. Melchizedek offered bread and wine to Abraham, often thought of as the first Eucharist, and Abraham offered the first tithe in return. He then blessed Abraham in the name of the Most High God, El Elyon, as they say in Hebrew, and priests have subsequently been ordained in the way of or the order of Melchizedek. What does it mean to be a Melchizedek being, and how did this unfold for you, and what's your mission as such?
Well, I learned in Belize, well, I learned before that, but a number of people, there's five of us here, and I've met them all, I know them all, and what's interesting is that we come from the ultimate dimension. There's infinite dimensions here. You know, people think there's seven, and you know, there's not. There's infinite dimensions, and the Melchizedek beings reside in the ultimate dimension. But they do a lot of work, especially throughout the planet, like policing time and space. It's one of my jobs to clear the grid around the planet, and I do that with the Arcturians probably now on a regular basis. We used to do it once every 6-8 weeks. Now we're doing it almost every week because the grid around the planet fills up with, you know, hatred energy and, you know, angsty energy from the collective. It's supposed to be there to allow people to use telepathy, but unfortunately it's getting contaminated with a lot of, you know, negative energy. So we clear it, because if you don't, you know, you get a lot of people wanting committing suicide, basically, because they can feel the collective like despair, you know. And so we do quite a bit of work. We close a lot of portals. You know, if you open portals, it's like a football in the third dimension world. The third dimension is a football. If you put too many holes in the football, of course, the air will change within it, and the time-space will change where we can't actually exist in it. So very important to keep portals closed, the things that open portals, technology and all this sort of thing. So, you know, there's a lot of work done by the Melchizedek beings. I chair the Galactic Federation, not the Galactic Federation of Light. People get misconstrued by some of these federations or things. This is there to basically moderate and make sure that there's no adverse things happening. For example, 3 years ago, I chaired a meeting with two other Melchizedek beings, and there was a lot of beings there. We were discussing what's the difference between violation and education. It's very close. You know, if you come down here, there's beings here that are attached to you, want to mess with you. Now, because you know before you come here that they're here, then it's kind of an education to learn how to manage them and keep them out of your life. But if Zeta Greys turn up in their craft, paralyze you, get them on their ship, get you on their ship, and then steal your body bits like sperm and egg so they can reproduce themselves, that is a violation. So the Zeta Greys were actually swept off the planet 2 or 3 years last June. They were swept off the planet because of that violation. It's never happened before. But, you know, there's a very close call between violation and education. So, you know, there's quite a lot of things happening. Of course, my mission down here is to do this huge pyramid project, which is underway. It's going to cost a lot of money, something like $100 billion. People are like, yeah, okay. But the money's aligning. Everything's happening. It's 20,000 acres. The pyramids are coming not from here. And, you know, it's going to be an infrastructure created so you can have meditation gardens, they'll have the pyramids, which are coming off planet. And, you know, of course, because there's so many people going to visit it, you need restaurants, you need its own farm. It's a huge project. It's very exciting. It's my project to do that for humanity, because these pyramids will bring energy down. They'll sit on the ley lines and they'll inject energy into the ley lines to help the planet really up its vibration.
Was the original Melchizedek, as referenced in Genesis, was he a Melchizedek being?
He was, yeah. But there's been Melchizedek beings that come down a lot of times to do the same work, to try and enlighten people. And it's not gone so well because, of course, people, you know, don't get it sometimes. But I think this time, you know, there's a lot of starseeds come down, not just myself, but loads of starseeds, loads of Arcturian beings, and I think everyone's doing their bit, you know, and I think it's starting to unfold. I think we're going to make it this time. This is the most critical time on the planet. For the last 4,000 years, it's just a rehearsal, you know. This is it. This is what we're doing.
And in addition to Melchizedek in Genesis, who else manifested in history as Melchizedek beings? Was Jesus a Melchizedek being?
The answer is actually yes. So there's him, there's Buddha, there's Babaji, there's Enoch, and you know, some others as well. But I always don't like that question because it's kind of, it's very close to my heart. But I don't mind. Yeah, he was.
I know. I think it's really important that people understand the nature of this type of entity.
It is, yeah. Well, you know, they just come and spread. You know, they do love. It's all about love. But it's not just about love. I mean, that, you know, sounds a little floaty fairy, you know. It's about getting down here and having inner strength to get out and help spread light and help turn people around, even though there's big resistance. You know, there's always big resistance to everybody, you know. And I think it's just important to have this inner strength. No matter what, you're on a mission. You know, of course, if you're building something like this pyramid project, there's going to be a lot of resistance because they don't want it to be here. Because the dark people, you know, the people on the negative side who are trying to manipulate us, these things will raise the planet's vibration to a point where they can't exist. So they have to do work on themselves or they won't be here.
In addition to soul family, you had mentioned Melchizedek group. Are there other types of soul groups?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's the Melchizedek. People join the Melchizedek order, like, you know, priests, you know, people get enrolled into the Melchizedek order. I mean, Melchizedek is really just about actually unconditional love, and it's doing righteous things. It's making a difference on the planet. You know, spreading love is, you know, it's the ultimate instrument that this planet needs, and by goodness, does it need it now. But there are other soul families, yeah, absolutely. There's Palladian soul families. There's Actorians. The Actorians work very closely with the Melchizedek beings down here. And, you know, they're the ones who are actually building the pyramids, of course, at the moment. So they work very close with Melchizedek. There's Palladians, Actorians, Sumerians. All these people are there to help spread light and, you know, help turn people around and help them get out of this manipulative matrix and be in this, what I call heaven on earth, you know. I always tell people, you know, it's like being in a swimming pool. Humanity is a swimming pool. If they're pooing and weeing in it, do you really want to dive in? Probably not. So best idea is for us to stay on the side and then pluck someone out, wash them down, dry them off. They feel great, and then they can help other people. And it's kind of a strange analogy, but but it's really true, you know, getting everyone out of the matrix so they can get back to their sovereign selves. Sometimes somebody just to help facilitate, because people can get lost, and you know, I'm just a facilitator to get people back to their sovereign selves and help them, you know.
And in my personal interfaith studies, I found that at the root of every major belief system, faith, and religion is basically the same message. If you take away the dogma and take away the control, it's love one another, care for one another, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
Exactly. That's exactly the word. That's the word of Jesus, of course.
Yes.
And that's, you know, that's what I do. I mean, you know, it's interesting. I remember in Taney County, just to give you an example, I did the first gay marriage in Taney County, man to man. And it was beautiful. The guys loved each other. And I put it on Facebook. Wow, did I get annihilated? You know, how dare you, man to man? Jesus judges the sin, not the sinner. Nah, not buying that one. Jesus judged absolutely nothing. And in fact, he would go to the party and celebrate with the guys. And so, you know, it's true. If you take away the dogma, it's all about love without condition.
Absolutely. Why do you think we're experiencing this acceleration of soul family reunion at this time?
Well, I think it's to give us all, I think we're all getting together in our groups because everyone needs support, you know. I mean, I know the Melchizedek beings, five of them, you know, we support each other. One's out of action at the moment somewhere else, but the other four are here trying to support each other. And then you got the Actorian supporters, and, you know, if you've got a Palladian family, they support you, because everyone needs that at the moment. It's a difficult place to live, and it's a difficult place to navigate, because the thing is about star beings, or, you know, soul family of star beings, starseed families, is that, you know, most people are huge empaths. And, you know, if people criticize you and you get all this stuff going on in your life, you ingest it. I mean, my father just didn't believe me. Oh, you're too thick. I mean, I've got severe dyslexia. And, oh, you're too thick to go and get a degree. Got one of those. Too thick to get a master's. Oh, I got one of those. But he always told me the opposite of what I was going to do, and I thank him for it, actually, because it made me stand on my own two feet and really, really make things happen, and it's given me an inner strength. But I think it really helped to have your starseed family, because everyone needs people to hold the space for you when you're in times of need, and you know, people get upset and things happen, and you need that starseed family to support you. So it's never been a, in my opinion, a more important time to connect with starseed families. And one thing we've done on the Global Enlightenment Project is, every time I do healings, I always hear, I don't belong here. And, everyone thinks I'm nuts, I'm on my own, it's lonely, what should I do? So what we've done is we've created a meeting between 3 and 5 o'clock, free to join. It's just a Zoom meeting. We get about 100 people on, and hopefully it's going to grow, where people can just share, you know, and be amongst like-minded people, where they don't feel embarrassed about, well, I saw a starship last night, or I saw a grey, or I saw a reptilian thing. You know, they can share what they like, and I think it's important to get that support. So this Global Enlightenment Project is about support.
Is interpersonal healing shared in Soul Family Reunion?
It is, actually, yeah. I think interpersonal healing is, you know, once you connect to these soul families, you can get a lot of emotions and things coming up, maybe from past lives and that, and, get back to those loving beings again. Sometimes it doesn't go so well. It depends. I think it depends where the members of the soul family are. You know, if they're in a negative place, you can help them and pull them out of that because you resonate with them so much. So I think these soul families are really helping each other.
Absolutely. How else may we support each other when we recognize and reunite with soul family?
I just think one thing I've seen is that really helping people pull them out of this. A lot of star beings get in, you know, like I did, in a poverty trap where they're really stuck. And it's up to us as beings of like-mindedness and soul family to help them pull out. And, that requires sometimes a little bit of money help or whatever, you know, or just support them, you know, and I think holding the space for them. I see a lot of star beings, they're really attacked, especially by these reptilian things, because these beings know they're part of the One World Order, the Anunnaki, Draconians, Luciferians, they're all part of the One World Order, and they're there to try and really drag people down and get them so depressed. So it's up to us to really support them.
And one of the other things that I know in my connection with others who are part of my soul family and the group that I came with and came from is that we can look at each other and say, you're not crazy. All of the things that you've been experiencing, I've been experiencing too. And it's okay. It's who we are. It's what we do.
It is, actually, Victor. And I think, you know, to me, crazy is out in the world. You know, I think I'm normal. We used to be looked at like, oh, you got a tinfoil hat on now. Oh, wow. You've got to be kidding. You know, I mean, you look at the pandemics and things like this and all the silly things that are going on, it's just a manipulation of humanity. And it's not okay, but one of my beliefs is that this planet has kind of gone a little bit too south for any one person on the planet or governmental system or whatever to actually shift it. And I think, you know, what we're doing is we're doing a God ceremony. We did one yesterday, actually. It's on Facebook and YouTube. But what it's doing is bringing all the factions of, deep state and governmental systems that manipulate humanity and Big Pharma and all the, you know, all the companies involved with supporting that, child trafficking, all the people, you know, before God for justice and release them to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. Again, you can't judge people, you know, I always teach that. But I became an American citizen 2 years ago now. No, 3 years ago, actually. And, you know, if I look at child trafficking, to me, it's not okay. My observation, this is not okay, not on my watch, because I'm an American citizen. It's not going to happen. So it's up to us to do something about it. Now, can you rush out and, you know, like the military and go and take over things? The answer is no. Why not get God intervention? Because to me, as a starseed, you know, you were born here. I always tell people, by the way, they say, well, I don't belong here. Well, you got in God's queue, you know, and when God said, look, I want volunteer, oh, yeah, I'll do it, you know, and then you get down here, and oh, my goodness, what was I thinking? it's one of those things, you know. Next time my advice is, if God says I want volunteers, pop to the toilet, pretend you got diarrhea, don't come out, And Till goes, oh, we've got all the volunteers. Oh, I'm sorry, God, I just had a dicky tummy and, you know, that's okay. I'm just joking, though. But I love it. But I always tell people that.
My guest is Dr. Christopher Macklin. His website is globalenlightenmentproject.com. We'll be back with more after these words on the Om Times Radio Network.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is Bill Maher. I can find humor in almost anything, but one thing I never laugh about is cruelty to animals. If you don't get the joke either, write People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, 501 Front Street, Norfolk, Virginia, 23510.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited. On Vox Novus. My guest this week is Dr. Christopher Macklin. We were talking about reunion of soul family. Let's talk about something else right now. With our world dealing with COVID-19 pandemic and the associated stressors on society and individuals, what advice do you offer for us getting through this time?
Well, my opinion is that you need to do your spiritual practices, whatever that is, whether it's yoga or Tai Chi, whatever it is, or even just, you know, meditation. You know, you need to do your spiritual practice because it's so important to, it's difficult because, you know, it depends whether you view it as a plandemic or pandemic, whatever, you know. My opinion is that, you know, this thing virtually doesn't exist. It's a very bad flu. And look at the figures who died last year, 1 million people. This year, 860,000, so it'll be 1 million by the end of the year. It's no different. But again, you know, even if it's a manipulation, what they're doing is they're locking us down so that people can't walk freely without a mask and things like this. So my opinion is stay out of it. You know, treat it like being at a theatre. You know, sit at the back, right at the back, eat your popcorn. The show's happening on stage. Just ignore it. It's okay. And just enjoy your popcorn and enjoy the people around you. Get people who hold the space for you. I think it's really important because it's so easy to get angry with it, and, you know, and people get hatred and they're blaming Trump and they're blaming Biden and, you know, all the stuff's going on with politics, with, you know, separation of religion, and it doesn't matter. You know, it's all control. It's all meant to control and get people angry, and that's the thing that's going to make you sick. So really important to stay out of it, you know, step out of it, stay in your sovereign space, you know, get people ground to your own house, cook your own dinners, have fun doing that, you know, because there's never been a better time than, you know, people have got more time on their hands now. So, you know, follow your spiritual practice and really do that, you know, because I think it's never been a time as it is now to, you know, it's never been more important. And even, you know, I found doing the healing sessions, even fairly spiritually evolved people are starting to get anxious about what's going on. And it's not our deal, you know. I think everything is in divine alignment. God's always got our back. And that's what I always teach people. You know, you've got to realize if you completely surrender, God has your back, full stop, there is no doubt. And all you have to do is enjoy the blessings of life and surrender to God and look at the gratitude of everything you have in your life and being here on this planet, and you know, everything else will unfold exactly the way it's meant to.
Absolutely. And science also shows, medical science shows, that if you are grateful and you have gratitude, if you're not fear-based, if you're not reactive, that your immunity is much stronger.
Oh yeah, I mean, immunity, you know, most people are damaged, you know, their immune system is damaged either by vaccines or by emotion, because if you think about it, the thymus and spleen, thymus is so close to the heart chakra. And we ingest so much emotion, like thousands. People think, oh, yeah, I've got a few layers. And no, we ingest thousands of layers, being, especially if you're a starseed, because you've got empathy and you feel things. You feel the collective. So if you've ingested so much emotion, you've got this big old emotion pit of energy around your heart. A, it doesn't do the heart much good, but B, it's affecting the thymus, which is right next to it. So it's not working with the spleen properly to produce T cells and antibodies. So, you know, to me, it's very important. I mean, we have instruments to help with that. You know, we have guided, they're actually healing meditations. They're a little bit different. And what they do is they did exactly that. Put you in a portal, get the Melchizedek beings in. They pull 9 layers out each day. If you needed a little bit of work on anxiety or stress, or, you know, use them if you like. You know, it's your choice. Or just do some deep breathing to breathe it out. But I think it's really important this time to get spiritual practice and only be around people. Again, love, unconditional love to me is love with boundaries, you know, because if you have people who are going to suck the life out of you and project their anger and things on you, then that's not going to be so good, because it's going to, you know, it's going to affect you pretty profoundly. So what you need to do is keep those people, love them at a distance with the unconditional love, but don't allow people in your field who are really going to suck the life out of you, especially now. You need people that are going to hold the space for you and love you for exactly who you are with no criticism. And I'm really teaching that now because I think it's really important, especially at this stage.
Absolutely. Without going into the specifics, pandemic or plandemic, why at this time? What do you think this is about for us?
I think it's a massive... since the Babylonian times, there's been a regime in place to want to take over and want to control humanity and all this sort of thing. And it's been more evident at particular times since then to now, but I think, you know, now it's very subtle. You know, they use very subtle methods to kind of program the mind and, you know, instill fear, and it's all, you know, again, it's all matrix programming. But it is time to just take a step back, get out of the matrix. You know, you have to abide by the laws, of course. You've got to pay your taxes, the IRS, you've got to do a few things, but you know, fundamentally, you can stay out this matrix, you know, and you can be in your own space where you feel amazing with your family, with your friends that hold the space with you. I think, you know, it's really important. And I think it's never been a bigger time than now, because it's actually affecting people. I'm seeing people get PTSD with wearing masks and, you know, and scared of not wearing a mask. I mean, it's mind programming. It's just kind of crazy. But, you know, whether you believe it's a pandemic or plandemic or whatever it is, who cares? You know, to me, it's just stay out of it.
it's not your deal. and what can we do to keep our vibrations high during this crisis?
I think just really focus on the blessings every day, you know. And I know it's been taught in the past that get a gratitude stone. God, you've got 5 minutes. I'm grateful, blah, 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 blah. Oh, we're done. You know, that's all the time I've got. No, to me, gratitude is a way of life, and also letting go of all the emotions. You know, and again, if you want help and, you know, you want to get on these generic groups or you want to use meditations or do your own meditation, you know, to me, meditation is when you clear your mind. You just allow God to, you know, come in. The angelic beings, whoever's going to talk to you and talk to you. We're so busy. Sometimes, you know, the beings are trying to talk to you and you just don't even hear them because you're just so busy and they're the monkey man. So I think it's time to take that bit of time for yourself and feel worthy of that time. A lot of people kind of shame themselves. Oh, I didn't do this today, didn't do that today. Who cares? You know, you've got tomorrow. The fact is that, you know, if you spend time in meditation and really feel it, you know, and getting that amazing void place where you just feel so relaxed and they're talking to you and you feel that absolute love, you know, if you get there, I mean, I spend a lot of time in the ethers. That's why my wife won't let me get a motorcycle, because I'm actually not capable of driving it properly because my attention span's not here. You know, it's between worlds, and I think I'm okay in a car, but, you know, with a motorcycle, you make one glitch and you come off, you're dead. So I think, you know, so I got rid of my motorcycles. I won't buy anymore because I want to stay, you know, and I want to do as much as possible. So, you know, it is important, you know, stay positive, mix with really positive people who hold the space, and, you know, also think of the absolute gratitude of and the blessing of being on the planet this time and what you have in your life, even if it's just food. You've got food.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. One of your teachings is divine enlightenment and divine sovereignty, and you share that the angels can help us in achieving these states. What are these concepts, and how may the angels help us?
Well, divine alignment, you know, it's kind of, I call it linked to heaven on earth, divine alignment, back to your sovereign self. When you get back to your sovereign self, you know, to me, I think it's really important to understand what gifts you have. Because I don't know, you know, well, if you spend the time and in meditation and things, and it takes a little while, one thing I learned about Mkhisadek beings, they didn't show up straight away. Did some meditation. They watch you. Let's see if you're serious. I did meditation for a month. Let's see if you're serious. Because they don't show up straight away. And it sounds crazy, but they're not going to waste their time doing downloads, connecting with you and everything else if you're just going to, you know, flake out after a month or two. So sometimes it can take 4-6 weeks, you know, you meditate. When they connect with you, it's like, wow, you know, amazing things start happening. I've seen some extraordinary things, but it takes a little bit of staying power. But find out who your Starseed family are. You know, go through all the Starseed family. See which one, where's my soul from? Not which Starseed family I'm from, because you've got DNA from most of them. So if you say, well, am I Palladium? Well, yeah, you've got DNA from Palladium. But what you should do is say, where's my soul from? And meditate with them and ask them to come and teach you and, you know, surrender and really spend some time with them. And in that way, you know, they will download things and you'll just get more excited about the gifts, because they will show you gifts and show you how to actually operate them properly if you only spend the time with them. That's the thing. And it's not like, you know, 2 weeks. It took me 4 years to really understand cause and effect of things like cancers and leukemia. How does that work? How do spirochetes work, you know, which is stealth pathogens, which is Lyme, HIV, blowing up in the body, turning to AIDS. You know, what causes these tumors? What causes diverticulitis? What causes, you know, things like arthritis? You know, if you call the doctors and you've got arthritis in the right wrist and the left one, but not the left one, you'll go in as a, oh, it's old age. But hang on a minute, they're both the same age, and yet arthritis in the right one, but not the left one. That doesn't make sense. And so it's understand the cause and effect so you can actually heal things completely.
His name is Dr. Christopher Macklin. Dr. Christopher Macklin, please tell our listeners one more time where they can get more information about your work, your website, and the healing sessions that you offer.
Absolutely. Well, just go to the website, globalenlightmentproject.com. And we've got all the things there. We've got the healing sessions. We've got one-to-one sessions. If you want to join our email list, please feel free. And, you know, it lists all the things we've been on, what we're doing. And we also have the, like I say, if you feel lonely and you just want to just be part of a group, it's not about us. This group is for people. It's just getting on a Zoom meeting and just sharing, you know, sharing whatever you want. It's heart-centered sharing. And it's moderated by somebody to make sure that, you know, no one kind of hijacks it. But, you know, we get a lot of people on. So if you're feeling lonely, the whole point about it is coming together with like-minded people. So, you know, globalenlightenmentproject.com. Please feel free. Come on, you know, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock Central Time on Mondays. Thursdays, 5 p.m. Central Time. And Saturdays, 11 a.m. And please don't shame yourself. If you don't have money, it's okay. You know, we just welcome just to help you get back to your sovereign self and healed.
Dr. Christopher Macklin, Chris, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your experience and your wisdom and your hopeful news for the people that are listening tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Bless your heart, Victor. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us on Vox Novus. I'm Victor, the Voice Furman. Have a wonderful week.